This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
You know, sometimes we go around worrying about a need being unmet and hadn't even checked in with God. Said, just say, God, I need you to do. Can you, Lord, hear what I need. Tell God what you need. And don't wait until you see it. Go ahead and thank him for all he has done. That's the life of depending on God. Lord, I need this. Thank you. And get on up and keep it moving. That's the life of faith.
God has given us a grace gift to help overcome the limitations of our understanding so that we can receive clear direction. Introducing Grace Life Academy. Grace Life Academy offers unlimited access to hundreds of hours of online teachings from Creflo Dollar, features like e-courses, study guides, quizzes, and more. To get started on your 30-day free trial, simply text or sign up online by visiting mygracelifeacademy.com.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by his grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Now, listen to this very carefully. Under the old covenant, people would work first and then rest. Okay? Under the new covenant, you start with God's rest, and then your work will be empowered out of that rest. In other words, you learn how to rest in God, and then you work out of rest. And when you work out of rest, work out of depending on God, work out of trusting in God, your work will be empowered. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 and through 7. Let's look at that in the King James. 1 Peter 5, verses 5 through 7. So the old covenant, work, then your rest. The new covenant, you start off resting, and then your work is born out of rest. In other words, I'm going to do what I do trusting God. I'm going to do what I do depending on God, you know. I'm going to trust God, you know. I'm going to believe God, and some amazing things will begin to happen. 1 Peter chapter 5, he says, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. Be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Now, I'm going to call you humble for right now. And he says he gives grace to the humble. All right, watch verse 6. So he said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So now you're submitting yourselves unto God's plan. That's humility. All right? Trying to do your own plan, that's a prideful man. He goes on and he says, verse 7, now here he says, now if you're going to humble yourself unto God, cast your care upon him. He doesn't leave it at that. He says, if you're going to be humble, cast your care upon him because he cares for you. So this will authenticate your humility. A man that keeps his care and goes into self-preservation to take care of his own care, that is not a humble man. But a man who says, I'm casting my care on God. See, some people love to hang on to their care. Some people just love to worry. Some people are professional worriers. Worry is a negative meditation on the wrong thing. Spending your time thinking about the wrong thing all day as if you're thinking about the wrong thing is going to change it any. It won't change it, but it will change you, age you, hurt you, cause dis-ease in you. Somebody,
So people have been trying to discover the secret to long life. It's simple. Peace. You do understand that, right? You do understand, those of you who love drama, that you are entering into the death cycle. And those of you who carry care, you have turned on the death cycle. Those of you who love the worry, you've come, when you're diseased in your soul, the disease enters into your body. Yeah. That's where a lot of cancers come from. It was no secret to me where my cancers came from. I pastor. But I can't use that as an excuse. Just because you pastor, you got to learn how to cast the care. But some reason you just want to keep it. Oh God, I've got experience. I know how to handle this. Stop. Even if you've been successful at doing it one way, maybe God told you to do it one way, but see, God's not doing the same thing every way. The Bible says he has many wisdom, he calls it manifold wisdom, so he's got a lot of ways of doing the same thing. He might heal somebody with spit one day, and the next time he might just blow, and the next time he might just wink. Don't be trying to get methods of how Jesus operates. But what do you do with people who, they just carry the care? They won't let it go. I'm telling you, you've entered the death cycle. I'm telling you, I have a clear-cut revelation. It's real simple. If I want to enjoy a long life, I got to keep my tongue from speaking evil, slanders. You got to stay out of that talk. And you got to keep your mouth from telling lies. White lies or black lies, a lie is a lie. All of that produces care. Wonder how many of you came with a burden on your back, a care in your soul, sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm so sick and tired. You got that right? The death cycle is on. Because if you want to live long, you're going to have to learn how to discover peace. At some point in your life, you got to say, you know what? It'd be all right. Because can't nobody cause you to worry like folks you love. You do know that, don't you? So we're not talking about your deep, dark enemy from 20 years ago. We're talking about the ones you love. So you better learn how to get peace with them. You better get away from this thing about, oh, y'all remember this. You ain't gonna embarrass me. See, it ain't about you. Your children 43. Church should not be a place where we come to absorb more drama. Church should be a place where we come to lay our burdens down, to cast our care on God, to say it's going to be all right, that I'm not going to be looking cross-eyed at nobody. It's too stressful to have an enemy. It's too stressful to be mad at somebody. It's too stressful. You are killing yourself. Well, I noticed you ain't hugged me. Well, go hug him. How you coming to church and be stressed out the whole time? Because I don't like how they looked at me, or I don't like. First of all, let's get this straight. Ain't no perfect church nowhere on the planet. Not nowhere on the planet. So let's get that straight. The reason why there ain't no such thing as no perfect church is because there ain't no such thing as no perfect people. I don't know why y'all keep leaving and coming and leaving and coming. You finding out what I'm saying is true. Ain't no perfect, not nowhere. Ain't no perfect pastor nowhere. Ain't no perfect church nowhere. Ain't no perfect bookstore nowhere. Ain't no perfect traffic people nowhere. Ain't no perfect choir, no perfect. Everybody gonna crack if not. There ain't no perfect nothing. Amen. Let it go.
Let it go. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. When I'm walking through the lobby and somebody got their kid, got chocolate all on their hands, and the kid all out there at the front light desk, and I'm trying to do something nice for so we can have some, and the kid just putting it all over there, and mama just sitting there like she don't see the doggone kid putting chocolate everywhere, and you sitting back there looking at us and like, would you get your child? And you like, and you talk about that for 2 days. God dog, and some of these people need to watch their children. Well, some of them don't watch their children. But thank God for soap and water and paint. I know it's true, because I'm talking about me. It's like, ooh, get your, and you got, it was back in the day when the S-curl was out. You just had a, you remember the S-curl? And I used to go hug somebody who had my glasses on. And I come out, one eye, can't even see, the other one just, it's curled all up. Now you know you shouldn't have hugged me, and you just. And then you want to sit down. My God. When you first moved in the dome, and slide down and put your S-curl all on the back of the seat. I can't preach because I see your little spot. I used to be that anal. I stopped preaching one time and told the vision keeper, go get the vacuum, because then it got glitter all on the floor. And I put it on God, and God's an excellent God, and he don't like glitter all on the floor. God don't care about no glitter on no floor. That was just cares. And now, if you want to live long, you want to live long. Ain't no secret. Pursue peace. Y'all laughing because it was you too. It wasn't just me.
Look at Psalms 55 and 22.
Some of you used to get so irritated, you didn't even remember what was wrong. Somebody speak to you, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? I heard you.
They're looking at you. She ain't saved. She don't know Jesus. All right, now watch this. Psalms 55, 22. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. What a great scripture. Cast it on the Lord. So part of my journey now is to learn how to say, it'll be all right. It's just things kind of calm down. You know what? It'll be fine. I don't know why. I don't know the whole detail. I don't know. It'll be fine. Because I want to live long. I want to live longer. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to go until I'm done and until I want to. You know, the Lord said you can stay as long as you want to. I don't want to, you know, when I'm not in this pulpit no more, it's not like, well, he getting ready to go. Not until I want to. There's some things I want to do. And one of the things I want to do is to put what I want to be buried in before I leave. I don't want to leave it up to relatives and funeral homes. I'm going to go ahead and put on what I want to put on. And y'all just freshen me up and throw me in a box. We're going to do what we need to do. Okay, Joshua 24 and verse 13. Now, let's look at the opportunity and what God was demonstrating in the Old Testament where rest is concerned. Joshua 24 and 13, he said, because we think he needs our labor. That if God don't have my labor, he can't do nothing. If I ain't working, then God can't do nothing. How many of you know God don't need you to be who he is? Look at verse 13. And I have given you a land for which you did not labor. And I gave you cities which you built not, and you dwell in them. And I gave you vineyards and olive yards which you planted not. Do ye eat from those? So he gave you stuff you didn't build. You eating from stuff you didn't plant. God is like, when did I need you? Look at Deuteronomy 6, 10 through 13. Yeah, you can trust God, because he can give you cities you didn't build. Glory be to God. I say that, Lord. He's working on some stuff right now you won't be responsible for. God Almighty is getting ready to do something in your life where you're not going to have any choice but to lift your hands up and say, I have nothing to do with this. I just trusted in God, and God did this for me, hallelujah. I didn't build it. I didn't plan it. He did it, hallelujah. I'm telling you, you can trust him. Deuteronomy 6, 10 through 13. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses. I feel a house anointing in this room this morning. And houses full. I know that happens, because I did it. I sold a house and left everything in the house. They had to do nothing but bring their clothes, and if they wanted them, there was a big bag in the garage they could have got. I'm telling you, God will do that. He'll put it on people's hearts to leave a house that's full of good things. He knows how to talk to people that you're going to be dealing with. Just trust him. And he says, I gave them houses full of all good things which thou fillest not. And then he said, wells that were already digged, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. Now notice what he said here. Here's the key. When thou shall have eaten and you're full, beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You know what he's saying? Don't forget to thank God when he does something for you. Don't go around talking about, well, I don't know how this happened. I don't know what's going on. You call the IRS and say, I'm calling to pay my bill. They say, ma'am, we can't find no record that you owe nothing. Don't sit on the phone for 10 more minutes trying to get them to check something else. You hang that phone up real quick. They say, I can't find none. You say, bye. You don't even say bye. Click. Hallelujah. Click. Because I'm telling you, God is getting ready to do something that you won't be able to take credit for. Hallelujah. Just trust him. Believe him. Believe that he can, and believe that he will. You need to praise him in this place, I'm telling you. You need to praise him in this place. You don't need to wait until it's done. You need to start praising him like it's already done. You need to start thanking him, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Now, watch this. I'm telling you, there's an anointing being released. He getting ready to show you just who he is. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7 in the NLT. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7 in the NLT. Now watch this. Here it is again. Don't worry about anything. Well, somebody say, well, if I'm not worrying, then what else can I do? He said, instead of worrying, pray about everything. Don't worry about anything, pray about everything. So in place of worrying, pray. Tell God what you need. You know, sometimes we go around worrying about a need being unmet and hadn't even checked in with God. So just say, God, I need you to do. Can you, Lord, hear what I need. Tell God what you need. And don't wait until you see it. Go ahead and thank him for all he has done. That's the life of depending on God. Lord, I need this. Thank you. And get on up and keep it moving. That's the life of faith. But there's so much fear and intimidation in the world that you forget God. Don't forget God. Well, I don't know if I believe like that. Well, Houston, we got a problem. Because believing to God is like gasoline is to your car. You got to have it to move. Well, I got an electric car. Well, it's like electricity to your car, then. Your smart self. He says, when you do that, then, listen to this, man, I believe this, then you will experience God's peace. So if nothing else, you get your peace. And a lot of stuff can get to you because you got your peace. A lot of stuff being blocked up because you're not in peace. Peace is your most valuable asset. If it costs you your peace, it's too expensive. You got to hold on to this peace like it's breath. Then you'll experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace, watch this, will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. We need a guard. Because out of your heart flows every issue of life. And if your heart is not being guarded with peace, that's impacting the harvest. The harvest. I guarantee you. You go look at your harvestless life, and you will notice you also have a peaceless life. No, it's everything. That's why Jesus said, peace I leave you. Then he said, my peace. Jesus' peace can keep you emotionally stable when you're going through a rough time.
Do you understand the nature of grace? We must have a grasp on this before we can understand what it means to fall from grace. In the illuminating and powerful four-part series, What It Means to Fall from Grace, Creflo Dollar details how to achieve clear spiritual vision and secure what you've been promised.
Grace was given to a fallen world. You cannot know grace if you keep trying to earn what cannot be earned, and grace cannot be earned. To fall from grace means that you fall back into trying to be justified by the law. You fall back into your self-effort. You fall back into depending on your performance. You fall back in depending on your works.
For a love gift of $12 or more, you can receive a digital download today. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit www.creflodollarministries.org and click eStore. Don't wait. Uncover grace.
No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. Tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Have you ever had God save somebody in your family and they were no good for nothing dirty, but He saved them anyway, sanctified them, filled them with the Holy Ghost?
Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times.
I open my heart, I open my mind, I open myself up to God possibilities, to God happenings, God encounters, whatever He wants to do, however He wants to do it, but I refuse to live in the past.
We're in this together. No matter where we are world changers. See you online.
The 2020 Vision Partner Program at Creflo Dollar Ministries is more than a program. It's a relationship, a covenant that was designed to make a high impact in your life, our lives, and the lives of millions around the world. Partnering with CDM puts you on the front lines of spreading the gospel of grace to all corners of the globe and providing aid to those in need. We invite you to join us today. Stay connected via our online partner portal and receive a new partner letter every month. Free downloads, confessions, study notes, and more. Text 2020 partner to 51555 to become a 2020 Vision Partner today.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.